today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How many doors have you entered in your life? How many doors did you go through today? Did any of you try to enter the building through a window or some other way besides the door? When builders build structures, they install doors so we might enter and exit the structure. If we were to enter the building another way, it would not be appropriate. We'd probably be looked at in a strange way if we entered the office building through a window. People would find our actions strange and probably ask us, "Why did you climb in through the window?" The kingdom of God has a door. Many times through the week, I run into people who feel they can enter the kingdom of God through the door of being good. There are those who feel they can enter the kingdom of God through the door of helping. Others feel they can enter the kingdom of God through the door of giving a lot of money. I want to make it clear, according to the word of God, that no one can enter the kingdom of God being good alone. No one can enter through helping people alone. Those things are good, but they won't get you in. In John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus tells us how to enter the kingdom with these words. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." This is the third of seven I am statements of Jesus, according to John chapter 6, verse 35 through chapter 8, verse 12. Here he changes the metaphor slightly. While in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, he was the shepherd. Here he is the gate, the door. In John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, the shepherd led the sheep out of the pen. Here he is the door, the entrance to the pen, and leads the sheep to good pasture. This section echoes Jesus' words in John chapter 14, verse 6, that Jesus is the only way to the Father. Jesus himself points out that he is the sole means to approach the Father and partake of God's promised salvation. Jesus is the gate, the door. In Acts chapter 4, verse 10, it states, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Salvation is only in and through Jesus Christ, the door. Will you enter the door today? Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.